Closing the transaction. I'll be honest with you, I was extremely nervous at my first closing. My second closing, though, was a little less nerve-wracking, and my third one even less intimidating, and on and on and on. After a while, I understood that a closing was simply one of the last steps in the purchase process, and it's not as difficult as I made it out to be. Honestly, when you follow my step-by-step purchase process, the closing day will be a day to celebrate. Now, obviously, you should review your contract before your closing day. Make sure that all of the owners who are listed in the public records have actually signed the contract in the correct spots. If a full legal description of the property wasn't originally included, add it in. Then make copies of the contract to give to all parties. Next, go back through the contract to make a list of contingencies that must be met, inspections that have to be performed, and other requirements that have to be addressed. For example, things like termite inspections, a property survey, utility bills, property tax statements, insurance policies, and even due dates for additional earnest money deposits. For income-producing and multifamily properties, inspect every unit. Review the current owner's Schedule E of his tax return and get a copy of the rent rolls and all the leases. Mark the completion date on your calendar for every item and check them off as they get done. If your financing has not already been arranged, now it's time to start working on it. For example, if you're taking over an existing loan on the property, get approval to assume that mortgage. Should you need more money from partners, equity loans, or lines of credit, start that process now. For new financing, apply with at least two lenders. Many real estate professionals recommend getting approval for a mortgage before shopping for a property. For first-time buyers, knowing in advance the amount of the loan for which they qualify can really be a confidence builder. About a week before closing, order property insurance, review the title insurance commitment and the closing statement, notify garbage, utilities, and service vendors of the change in ownership. With the right property and terms selected and a contract drafted, all you have to do is take possession of your new investment property. Now you can start tapping into your positive cash flow and building your net worth. In this audio chapter, I'm going to be discussing which documents guide the closing process, what you must do prior to the closing, what happens at the closing, and how costs are allocated at the closing. Let's begin.